Hello, this is Michael Fanning with the Windermere Coaching Minute. This is our short-form podcast where we'll be interviewing Windermere agents who bring creative ideas, power strategies, and successful routines to light, all in creating epic client service and work-life balance. Enjoy the podcast.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, everyone. This is Michael Fanning with Windermere Coaching, and this is our Windermere Coaching Minute podcast. And today, what I want to talk about is the holiday season. And I want to give you an observation. I'm not judging, I'm just observing. And then I want to tell you some strategies that some of our top coaching clients have come up with to, number one, to survive the holiday season, but number two, to allow their business to survive so that in the first part of the year, they're hitting their goals. And so the challenge we face today is as holidays can be a huge distraction, and they can keep us from sticking with our routine or sticking with our process. And many times what we find is that a lot of people, unless I'll remember, when we think about holidays, we can take Thanksgiving as an example. You know, that's a one-day event, but I see many times what agents will do is they'll turn it into a week event because they will get distracted and spend a bunch of time getting prepared for Thanksgiving, and then they have to recuperate from Thanksgiving, and a whole week goes by where they haven't done anything to generate business or to stay on task with what they need to be doing. And we find that a lot of people will take sometimes November, December almost off unintentionally. If you're going to take time off, take it off intentionally, meaning have intention of taking it off and writing it down, saying, I'm going to actually take it off. So you enjoy that time off. But the challenge we see is a lot of people unintentionally take that time off and they get stressed. And when you're stressed, it's very difficult to, number one, enjoy the holidays. Number two, it's difficult to stay on task with generating business. And so that's what we want to talk about today. I'm going to give you some strategies of what I've learned from talking with some of our coaching clients that have shared with me on some of the things that they do. And so I'll kind of walk you through that. The other one is this, is that keep in mind, when you're running your programs, sometimes at the end of the year, maybe we don't do everything exactly the way we want it. So we reduce the intensity, but we maintain the habit, right? And I'm going to say that one more time. We reduce the intensity, but we maintain the habit. And I'm going to give you some examples of that as we go through this. So let's go ahead and dive into it. So the first one is simply this, is that if you're stressed or worried about your to-do list for the holidays, which a lot of us end up having, a lot of times what we do is we try to weave those to-dos into our daily schedule. And I don't know about you, but in my world, I have this time in my mind that it's going to take me to do something. It is never that amount of time. I wish it was, but I have an unrealistic ability to estimate the time, and it ends up being way too long. And so what ends up happening is I disappoint people. I pull people off. So one of our coaching clients said they do this. They schedule time to get the holiday to-do list done. So when they map out their week, there's actually a time block that goes into their calendar, says, here is when I'm actually going to do this. And they give themselves realistic timeframes, right? Realistic timeframes are critical. And here's what we know. 69% of people surveyed said they stress during the holidays because they have a lack of time. It's not that we lack time. It's that we're just not good stewards of our time. And we don't stick to scheduling. You know, whether it's business, whether it's holidays, whether it's personal life, you know, you've got to stick to your schedule. So that was one of them that came up, was schedule time to get your holiday to-do list done and actually put it in your calendar. The next one is this, is build in focus time in chunks. And when I say focus time, this was another example somebody came up with, and they actually use a tool called Focus Tracker. It's a Pomodoro clock. And what it actually does is it allows you, in fact, I've started using it on my phone as well. And it's just actually, it's called Focus Keeper is the name of the app. And what it allows you to do, it allows you to come in here in the Focus Keeper and allows you to set amount of time. And it allows you to focus on whatever it is you're trying to get done in that certain amount of time. And then a timer goes off and says, okay, your focus time has ended. Now go give yourself a reward. But so many times what we do is we don't set that, that non-distracted focus time. And we're trying to do a couple things at the same time. And it's just not going to happen. It's not going to work for you. You're going to get distracted. You know, we can't do two things well. We do multitasking is really doing two things poorly. So build in some focus time in small chunks in your schedule for you to get things done, whether it is your to-do list for the holidays, or whether it's meeting a client, or updating your database, or doing something that's business related. And I like to use an app on my phone called Focus Keeper. And I'll actually put that that actual link to that in the show notes if you want to get your hands on that on the Focus Keeper app. Okay, another suggestion that came in, somebody said this, keep the habit, but reduce the intensity. So this happened actually on a coaching call that I was on, and we were talking about exercising. I said, oh my gosh, in the holiday season, my exercise just goes away because I've got too much stuff going on. I just don't do it. And the other problem was they had a pretty intense exercise habit. And because they couldn't commit the time to that exercise, they just didn't do it at all. So what they found is that what they could do instead is they could still, so for example, instead of getting dressed and go to the gym, and maybe you've got a Peloton bike at home, or you've got a rowing machine, or maybe just going or walking around the block for 20 minutes and just having that still be a habit of workout, but you're just reducing the intensity, but maintaining the habit. And I think this is a critical one because the challenge we run into is a lot of us, if we stop doing that habit, what happens is we fall back onto our old ways. And then we have to restart again, as opposed to saying, hey, we're just going to do this. I know in my world, if there's a morning where it just feels like I have crunch time and I can't get my exercise in, I'll still do some sit-ups or some push-ups or jog in place or do some jump rope, just something to elevate my heart rate and give myself a 10-minute workout time, because it's the habit that I'm looking for, not the intensity. And the problem is a lot of people think they need the intensity when the reality of it is you just need that compound effect of that daily habit. So that was another idea. Keep the habit, reduce the intensity. The next one, and I think this is a huge one. I'm a true believer in this, is that, you know, you think about the holidays and you've got work events that come up, parties. You've got personal friends that have parties. You have family members that want your time, right? There's a lot of things that you now are getting called to make a commitment on. And one of the things that we really find is that, and one of the agents that I work with said this, is you have to learn how to say no and be okay with the fact that you don't have to do it all. You know, so many times we feel bad because we don't make this party, we don't make that party, we don't make this party. The point of it is you can't be everywhere at the same time. And so you have to prioritize. You have to prioritize, who are the people that I really want to spend time with this holiday? Who are the people that I just, you know, I can't do it. I have to say no, and I have to be honest with it. I got to tell you, people will ask, they're not expecting you to be at everything, right? They're just not. And so how many of you have really, you know, kind of honed your skill at being able to say politely, you know, I just got to tell you, I can't make that happen. No, it's not going to happen. Because what we find is that if we feel like we can't say no, we have this understanding that we're going to disappoint somebody. And so we say yes to everybody. And that's not going to benefit you either, because now you're going to get stressed, you're going to get frazzled, and you're going to drop expectations because people are expecting you to show up because you said you would. But you're not going to be able to give me your full attention because you're just too stressed. So think about that. So that's another strategy. Learn to say no. And then this last one that came up that I thought was really interesting is that set a time limit for your specific tasks. You know, that's the other thing to do. I talked about this earlier, but I'm just bad at really identifying how much time it's going to take me to get something done. And so what I normally do is I actually overshoot the time, because it's always great in my mind if all of a sudden I realize, hey, that didn't take me as long as I thought it would. And now I've got this extra time. And one of the things all of you should be aware of, right, is that we all have the same amount of time. So why does some people seem to be so proficient and get everything accomplished and others just seem to be frazzled and stressed and they're always running late? And it really boils down to, are you able to set realistic timeframes on specific tasks and get them done? And the problem is, if you're overscheduled, you're underestimating the time it will take because you have way too much stuff on your plate. So learn to say no, limit the stuff on your plate, lower the intensity, stick with the habit, and give yourself realistic timeframes during this holiday season, and you'll find that you will be more efficient with your time. And the key, and the last one I'll just share with you, is keep your priorities in line with your values this holiday season, because nobody likes somebody who's all stressed out that can't enjoy what's going on. And let's be honest, you know, this is a month, but here's what I'll tell you. If you learn how to intentionally take time off that you're going to take off, if you learn how to have tight bubbles of focus where you remove distractions, if you use your calendar and time block, still run your morning routine, still run your activities, still complete your habits, but maybe reduce the intensity, realistic timeframes, I guarantee you, you will get through the holidays. But not only will you get through the holidays and feel less stressed, but you'll also get through the holidays. And in that first part of the year, you'll also see that you have business coming in because you were still able to stick with your business activities. And maybe you didn't do all of them. Maybe you didn't hit all of them. But guess what? You didn't go dark. You didn't completely check out. And that's what we see a lot of times happening. And I want to also say this, you know, I see a lot of people say, well, nobody does business in December, so that's why I'm going to be okay with it. And that's a rationalization. That's an excuse, because here's what I do know. I have had agents that we have coached that have had some of their best months in November and December, because what did they do? They did the stuff we just talked about. Right? They just went through and did the things we talked about. So I want you to think about that. So just to review really quickly, schedule time to get your to-do list done, make that part of your calendar. It reduces your stress. Build in focus time, smaller chunks of time where you're not multitasking, but you're focused on one task. Keep the habit, but reduce the intensity, right? Say no, learn how to say no. You don't have to do it all, and set a time limit that's realistic on the things that you need to get done. And last but not least, keep your priorities in line with the values this holiday season. All right, everybody, hopefully that was helpful. I know this is a short one. If you like what we're doing, please let us know. Feel free to share this out. And I always want to know if you have any great ideas of what you would like us to talk about on the podcast. Send those directly to fanning@windermere.com. And we'll always end by saying, hey, be awesome and help somebody and make it a great day.
I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our podcast. If you found this content interesting, please feel free to share it and give us a rating. Also, if you're a real estate agent with an epic idea and you're doing something great to create great client service or work-life balance, or maybe both, please reach out to us at fanning@windermere.com. And we always end our podcast by saying, be awesome and help somebody and make it a great day.